Black and Abdallah are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
On ESPN 1000. You can also find us on YouTube as well. Find us ESPN Chicago on YouTube. Subscribe, all that good stuff. You can check us out as well on 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Download that ESPN Chicago app for all the latest content and podcasts from the station. Lots to get to tonight. We've got what I like to call the three C's tonight. We've got a little Cubs, a little Caleb, and a little college basketball as the Sweet 16 is underway on this Friday night, taking you into your nightcap. But it is an all-calls welcome Friday. Tyler Rocky in for Bleck and Abdallah tonight. The guys had the night off. Bleck was in with Yurko earlier today. Abdallah is often enjoying a little time down in Florida. So we will get to all of your calls as well. 312-332-3776. Make them weird, make them fun. Love to entertain all of you guys tonight on whatever you want to talk about. Literally anything. Whatever you want to talk about. I do want to start with the Chicago Cubs. They dropped their opener yesterday against the Texas Rangers in extra innings. I thought it was a good fight for the Cubs. I think there were a couple of welcome signs as well. Christopher Morel's bat was going yesterday. Nearly broke that game open in extras as well. Missed a grand slam by a few feet. And I'm not talking distance. I'm talking about the width of the field. He had plenty of distance on it. But I also look at the pitching. And I think even without the benefit of hindsight, you could have seen that this could be a potential problem. Because looking at the Cubs' rotation heading into this season, Justin Steele was fantastic last year, was in the mix for the Cy Young at the end of the season. We're not talking about a little pop-up performance here. No, he was a damn good pitcher from start to finish last year. But I think one of the things that Cubs fans may be forgetting about with what this team accomplished last year was that for a large portion of the season, Justin Steele was not your best pitcher. Your best pitcher last year for a large portion of the season until injuries started to bite was Marcus Stroman. Well, Marcus Stroman isn't on the roster anymore. He's gone on to the New York Yankees. And without that second pitcher on this team, I wonder what this Cubs rotation is really going to flesh out to be over the course of 162. Because I think they're missing pitching. And I look at what happened yesterday with Justin Steele and him going down with the hamstring injury. Now, I will say this. With pitchers, I'd much rather it be a lower body injury, albeit not like an ACL or anything. I'd much rather it be a lower body injury than something with the arm or the shoulder. And we know that Justin Steele missed some time last year with a forearm injury, which is never a good sign for pitchers, especially ones who are stretching out their innings limits for the first time. Now, Justin Steele, with that hamstring injury, we're not sure how much time he's going to miss, but it's still something that concerns me a lot, is just the state of Cubs pitching. Your next guy in line is Kyle Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks has been a great pitcher in Cubs history, but Kyle Hendricks is not the Kyle Hendricks that we saw take the mound in Game 7 of the World Series. Kyle Hendricks can still put together some masterful performances. And I think we will see some very good performances from Kyle Hendricks this season. But he is a boom or bust type of pitcher. It feels like if Kyle Hendricks is good, he's locked down for seven or so innings. But when he's bad, you're looking at a guy who may be giving up six, seven, eight runs and really put your team behind the eight ball. And I don't think we get a whole lot of in between with those Kyle Hendricks outings. So right now, your number two pitcher, the guy who's going to take the mound for you on Saturday against the Rangers, is a boom or bust type of guy. And I just want to know, what is your level of concern with this Cubs pitching staff right now? Because for me, especially now with the Steele injury, and we don't know how long it's going to put him out, but I'm concerned. And that's why when I was in with Waddle on Wednesday, I was really kind of ticked off as a Cubs fan that Jordan Montgomery was not on this team. And I'm not saying you had to go out, pay through the nose to go get Jordan Montgomery. But much like I felt with Cody Bellinger the year prior, there's no such thing as a bad one-year contract. And you would be getting Jordan Montgomery on a one-year deal this year because that's the way it kind of built out for all of the Boris clients. Scott Boras didn't get the $200 million deal that he was probably looking for with a lot of his clients. He got the 1 year, all right, and let's revisit again next offseason. And I think for a one-year gamble, whether it was with a guy like Snell who's coming off an NL Cy Young, or whether it's with a guy like Jordan Montgomery who's coming off being the best pitcher on a World Series team, that to me is something that, as a Cubs fan, this team needs reinforcements on the pitching side right now. Listen, you've got a lot of prospects right now. Cade Horton, Ben Brown, some guys who are going to be up this year as well with Jordan Wicks. Like, there are a number of guys that this Cubs team has that can be viable options. And who knows, maybe one of those guys turns into this year's Justin Steele. But I haven't seen it yet. And I don't think I'm pushing all my chips into a season where the playoffs are an expectation. And the more and more I look at this rotation, I don't know if this is a playoff-level rotation with the Chicago Cubs, especially given what you're seeing now with the Justin Steele injury. But maybe you feel differently, and I'd love to hear from you. 312-332-3776. This is an All Calls Welcome Friday here on Black and Abdallah. Tyler Rocky sitting in for the guys tonight. I'm not too concerned about the Cubs' bats this year. I think you'll get a solid offense, a good enough offense. You don't have a Juan Soto. You don't have a Ronald Acuna on this team. You don't have a Pete Alonso who's going to go out there and give you 40, 45 home runs. But I think the pieces fit together nicely, and I like the lineup that Craig Counsell constructed yesterday. I was saying this a little bit with Chris Black. I think just some welcome changes to the lineup. Ian Happ batting leadoff. Makes sense, right? Your highest on-base percentage guy batting leadoff. Makes a lot of sense in the modern era of baseball. I think Seiya Suzuki, a guy who may end up being one of your best, if not the best hitter on your team, batting second, I think that's exactly where he should be slotted. Then you follow it up with Cody Bellinger in the three spot. He was your best hitter a season ago. And then you've got Christopher Morel batting fourth, who we see he can hit the piss out of the ball. And we saw it yesterday. He had a triple, also had a single, and both of those were hard hit balls, and then he had a triple digit exit velo foul ball that, if it's about 10 feet to the right, I think has a chance to be a grand slam. So 312-332-3776. This is an All Calls Welcome Friday here on Black and Abdallah. My Cubs angst, even before the Justin Steele injury, was building, and it's because they didn't make enough moves pitching-wise. I think lineup-wise, I wasn't as concerned about not going out and getting Matt Chapman. I'm fine rolling out what you've got right now and maybe trying to develop a third baseman. You do have Matt Shaw waiting in the wings right now. And I also think you've got a chance with some other players on your roster to hit. You've got a pretty solid roster construction right now in terms of your 1-9. It's just going to come down to me of what this pitching staff is like. And especially last year, I thought Adbert Alzolay was way better than advertised as a closer. But he's now 0-for-1 in save situations this year. I don't know if it's going to end up being something that this is a one-off and he gets back to his 2023 form moving forward. But it's something that when I look at what the Cubs need to do, and I thought they made a good addition with Hector Neris in the offseason, I do need to see the bullpen and the starters take that next step. You're going to have to find your next Justin Steele, because losing Marcus Stroman, even though I'm not hell-bent that they should have gone out and re-signed Marcus Stroman, he clearly lost some of the gas at the end of the season, especially once the injuries kicked in. But with Marcus Stroman, that was your best pitcher to start the season, a guy who I thought was the best player in all of Chicago sports last year for a good portion of the season. That's the way he was playing. He was an ace-level pitcher for a good portion of the season last year before injuries ended up hurting him. 312-332-3776. If you want to join us here, Tyler Aki in for Bleck and Abdallah. Bill is in Wildwood. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, how you doing? I'm a Cubs fan first and foremost here. Mm-hmm. I do hate the Ricketts, but, you know, that's just because I know they won't open their wallet. And one of my big concerns is, before I ask my question, I just want to say is yesterday, I really thought this Cubs team was going to be really good. So I bought the Marquee Network. Mm-hmm. So I subscribed to them. I'm going to pay them their $20. So I went to go stream the game last night, and boom, hey, it's ESPN. I'm like, what the hell? And so I'm like, I got to legally stream that game now. So it's like, man, now I got to go back to my, illegal services and stream that. So that sucked. But anyway, I watched the game, and it was great. And obviously, we need robot arms. But my question is this. Trevor Bauer, he's available. Do you think the Ricketts would pull the trigger?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bill. I'm not into Trevor Bauer. I'm not. Does he have something left in the tank? We'll see. He plays against bad teams, and I'm not into Trevor Bauer, not because of the skill standpoint, but I think you've got a locker room right now that's really well-crafted. And say what you want about Trevor Bauer and the legal portion, but what we do know is he is kind of an ass in the locker room. And I want zero part of that if I'm the Cubs. I think you're building something the right way. And I'd rather try to develop pitching than bring in a Trevor Bauer who may end up being a toxin within your locker room. So 312-332-3776. If you want to join us here, talk a little Cubs with us. We'll also get to some Bears thoughts and the NCAA tournaments going on as well. And it is an All Calls Welcome Friday. We'd love to hear all of your thoughts here on ESPN 1000. Tyler Aki in for Bleck and Abdallah.
This is Chicago's home for sports on FM 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app, and ESPN 1000. This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Follow Chicago's home for sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
All right. It's Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Guys are off tonight. Tyler Aki's sitting in with them until 8 o'clock tonight. You want to join us on this All Calls Welcome Friday, 312-332-3776. Let's start with Tio. He's in Elgin. What's up, Tio?
Hey, Tyler. How are you doing?
What's going on, Tio?
Not much. I got a couple of questions. I was wanted to call on Wednesday because Jake was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you about a movie. There's a way you can ask him maybe later if he's going to go see the new movie, Godzilla versus Kong, or X-Kong, sorry.
I would imagine he is. He's going to go maybe drive up to like Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah, I know what he likes.
Watch it on a nice bed sheet with an old school film projector. Yeah, that's usually what Shay likes to do.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, thanks. And second of all, is college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I know you went to Syracuse, right?
Yeah.
Everything, you got a little rivalry with Duke. You don't like Duke, right?
No, that's not where it stems from. I don't like Coach K. That's where it stems from. Syracuse and Duke, that rivalry, I'm trying to think of what the best way to put it is. But it was one of those rivalries where Syracuse fans thought they were rivals with Duke, but Duke fans don't think they're rivals with Syracuse. And rightfully so. Like, Duke fans are more concerned about beating North Carolina. That's their rival, tried and true. Been doing it forever. They care more about beating them. NC State, Wake Forest, like those are Duke's rivals there. Syracuse just didn't like them because they're like the equivalent of the Yankees, right? Where they're this big brand and you now face them all the time. Like I'm sure like Orioles and Rays fans look at the Yankees and say, oh, that's our rival. But the Yankees don't view it that way. They view their rival as the Red Sox.
Okay, thanks. That's what I know. And have a good weekend, and thanks for taking my call.
You as well. Have a good weekend, Tio. Appreciate it. 312-332-3776. All right, let's rip off the Band-Aid. Chase on the south side. What's up, Chase?
What's your name? Rip off the Band-Aid. Tyler, come on.
What's
man.
Up, Chase?
Tyler, what's happening, man?
How you doing?
Come on, man.
What you got?
Not much, man. Hey, so I'm listening to the, this Wild Stewie show early today, and I was hearing, like, all the people complain about Caleb Williams and him wearing pink fingernails and the pink phone and all that. Like, I mean, listen, the bottom line is this. If he, look, he can color his hair purple. He can wear leggings and wear high heels. But if he can sit there and throw for 40 touchdowns, going for 45,000 yards, and wins us a Super Bowl, who cares? All that stuff is so irrelevant to me. You know what? I'll bring you an example, right? So I'm going to use this, the Draymond Green factor, right, in this. So you remember Draymond Green? I know you've heard about Draymond Green, right? How the Golden State Warriors are kind of fed up with him now.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing, right? The Golden State Warriors, at the time when Draymond Green was acting a maniac and doing all this stuff, like kicking people in a hitting people in the face, you know, they was accepting that because, hey, they winning championships. But once you start losing games and you're not winning and your antics become a problem and they become a distraction, Then it's relevant. Then it's something to talk about. But if the team is winning and he's playing well and the team is performing at a high level, who cares? I just don't understand why so many people are worried about things that don't mean anything. All that stuff about he cried to his mom. Look, if he cried and galleys and prayed and cried, who cares? As long as this boy can play football. Listen, Justin, as much as we love, Justin was a great guy. He was a good leader. He was a good guy in the community. Everybody loved him. But the problem was he couldn't play. He wasn't good enough. He couldn't perform in the fourth quarter. He turned the football over. And, yes, it wasn't all his fault, but he didn't play well enough. All that nice guy stuff. Mitch Trubisky was a nice guy. Cleaned the locker rooms out. They were talking about him driving a Toyota. And Ryan Pace, you know, liked how he was a great dude and a great kid. But we saw the 4 years he was here, he wasn't any good. So it's like now people are crapping on Caleb Williams because of how he dresses and his this and that when, hey, we ain't even seen him play one down yet. Now, if he goes out there and throws his first game of the season, throws for 400 yards and throws 3 touchdowns, all that stuff people won't even be talking about no more. It's just crazy to me how these fans are just weird. Like, I don't know. People are just weird, man. I don't know. It's just.
I totally agree with you, Chase.
I just don't get it. I don't understand it, man. But you have a good weekend, man. I'll talk to you later.
Have a good weekend, Chase. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm with Chase on this one. Like, you think about what would happen if he goes out and just balls out in game one. The city would be lit on fire if he went out there and had a mega performance and was like one of the top players of the week. So, all right, when we come back, I do want to talk a little more football with you. Can the Bears leap a team in the NFC North? And do they need to leap multiple teams in the NFC North? All that coming up next. Tyler Aki sitting in for Black and Abdallah.
Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.